弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brother and sisters.
我最近特别喜欢这首诗歌。
I like this song very much, especially recently.
我们的灵啊，非常的高啊。
It is just make our spirit high.
实在是不是因为我们环境叫我们高。
It is not because the circumstance is better.
是因为我们的主基督已经复活。
Because our Lord is risen.
他已经高升。
And then he is exalted.
他已经坐在宝座上。
He's in the throne.
所以盼望这首诗歌。能够存在我们的心里头。
May hope this song will be in the heart.
至少在接下来这个礼拜啊，我们天天唱。
At least in this following week, we will sing it daily.
你看看哈，诗歌实在是诗歌的灵啊，能够叫我们的灵也高啊。
You know, the spirit of the song will cheer us up.
好像我们在地上，我们的见证实在是一个得胜的见证。
And then may our testimony is the testimony of a victory.
因为主基督他已经得胜。
Because our Lord Christ is already risen.
好，早晨我们愿意和弟兄姐妹一起同先来读几处的圣经。
And let's read some scripture this morning.
如果你有圣经，请打开圣经到新约帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五
First Thessalonians chapter 5
我们要读23-24两节
Verse 20-24
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责那召你们的本是信实他必成就这事
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do this.
好，我们第二处要读的是在彼得前书第一章。
First Peter, chapter
1. 彼得前书第一章，我们读第15-16两节。
Verse 15 and 16.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣的。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your account, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy.
接下来我们要读约翰福音。约翰福音第十七章
Book of John, chapter 17
我们从第十六节读到第十九节
Verse 16-19
约翰福音十七章第十六节到第十九节
John, chapter 17:16-19
他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理你怎样差我到世上我也照样差他们到世上我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣叫他们也因真理成圣
They are not of the world just as I am not of the world Sanctify them by your truth The word is truth As you sent me into the world also have sent them into the world for their sakes I sanctify myself then that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
好，最后一处我们读罗马书。
Lastly, Book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们就读37节。
Verse 37.
我相信弟兄姐妹啊，也都会背。
I know you can memorize this one.
那我们这一节我们同声来读好不好？我们用我们熟悉的语言。一起来读罗马书第八章三十七节
Romans chapter 8 verse 37
好一起来然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了我们再一次然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了我们起低头再有点祷告
Let's pray
主，我们的心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our hearts rejoice and thanks you.
主，就正如你话说。
Like your words tells us,
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上，我们已经得胜有余。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
主，感乃是因为你已经从死里复活。
Because you are risen from death.
你已经升上了高天。
You exalted to heaven.
你已经坐在父神宝座的右边。
You sat at the right hand of the Father.
主，你已经得胜。
You win the victory.
主，今天我们也能够靠着爱我们的主，在这一切事上。得胜有余。
In all things that we are more than a conqueror through you.
主，我们感谢你为我们成就这全备的救恩。
Lord, we thank you. You accomplished this perfect salvation.
主，愿你在我们身上，你得着你所当得的荣耀。
May you receive glory that you are worthy.
让我们这些蒙恩的人在地上能够荣耀你的名。
And may all the people who saved by grace will glorify you.
主，早晨我们仍然仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace this morning.
我们求你与我们同在。
May you with us.
主，再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And send us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们都能够真认识。
That all true know you.
也能够真知道你在我们身上的指望是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And then we know that your purpose is that it's come with glory.
我们把讲的、翻的、听的都仰望在你恩典的里头。
And we place the speaker and translator and an audience all in your hands.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 为了早晨薄饼聚会，实在是感谢主。
And then we praise the Lord for this communion service.
我们看见
service.
我们弟兄一开始就把我们带到基督的十字架面前。
And let me see, our brother lead us before the cross at the beginning.
所以弟兄姐妹的祷告，让我们实在是都在十字架的面前，我们领受了神何等丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
And then all the prayers and then make us to receive a God abundance love and mercy.
我们实在是看见那爱我们的主在十字架上所成就的救赎。
And then we all have seen that the salvation that Lord has accomplished cross.
到了最末了的诗歌。
The last song.
让我们看见。我们主得胜。
And then we see the victory of our Lord.
我们主从死里复活。
And he is risen from the dead.
他已经借着死败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
And then he defeated Satan through his death.
他已经升上了高天，坐在宝座上。
He exalted and sat at a glorious crown.
我们的主是那样的得胜，而且是完全的得胜。
He won the victory completely.
所以今天我们能够靠着那爱我们的主。在一切的事上得胜有余。
So that today, in all things that we are more than a conqueror through Him who loved us.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有注意到，刚刚我们读罗马书第八章三十七节，在那里保罗有这样一个荣耀的宣告。
You see the scripture we just read in Romans chapter 8, and then Paul has a glorious proclamation.
它不仅是一个荣耀的宣告，它是一个得胜的宣告。
It is not a glorious proclamation, but is a victorious one.
它的开头呢？他那这句的开头是很特别的。
And the beginning is very special.
他说：“然而。”
You say, however, yet.
如果大家因为前面啊，他讲了很多难处的。
And at the beginning, he talked about many difficulties.
就在这个得胜的宣告之前啊，他讲了一段的难处。
And before this victorious proclamation, and he talked about many difficulties.
有这样的难处，那样的难处，有这个逼迫，有这个困难。
And then those difficulties come with persecution, etc.
是不是就像我们生活的写照
？Is it like our life？
刚刚我们弟兄也提到了
，Our brother just mentioned、
啊。不管是我们个人的生活
，No matter our personal life，
家里头的生活
，Or family affairs，
我们上班在工作里头的环境生活
，All at work。
哎呀，实在有许多的患难，许多的困苦。
There is many sufferings and tribulations。
在这里，保罗说
，But Paul says，
然而
，Yet，
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上。我们已经得胜有余了。
In all these things, and we are more than a conqueror through Him who loved us.
在一个月前我在台湾的父亲，他因着心脏突然有些的问题我就临时赶回台湾。
A month ago, my father has a heart problem, so I went.
他做了检查之后医生所说的他的这个心脏血管阻塞的问题相当的严重。
And then after examination, the doctor said, and then he's like a cardiovascular obstruction is very critical.
所以这个检查的医生就跟我们家人说，他们什么都不能做。
And the doctor told the family that they can do nothing.
所以我就赶了回去。
So I went home.
当然，我盼望能够再找另外一个 另外一个医生有 second opinion， 他们看法是不是不一样的
？We would like to find another doctor for a second opinion。
所以当我回台湾在跟第二个医生谈话之后
，Well, after we talk with the second doctor，
就确认了两个医生的看法都确认了父亲心脏血管阻塞相当的严重。
And then they confirm that he's a vascular his cardiovascular obstruction it is.
他们什么都不能做。
And they really can't do anything.
又因为父亲年纪老迈是。
Because my father is 84.
所以也不能开刀做那个不是支架，不是不是搭桥。对搭桥对。
And they cannot do the bypass operation.
所以两个医生的共同看法就是我父亲随时都有生命的危险。
And then the doctor said, and then he's life in danger at any time.
然而在十天之后，我从台湾回来的时候呢，却是欢欢喜喜的。
And 10 days later, I came home to Houston with joy.
因为我父亲受浸归主了
，because he was baptized。
哎呀，这个详细的过程不能跟弟兄姐妹分享太多。
I cannot share with you the whole details。
但我心里面实在是满了感谢和赞美。
But I'm full of thanksgiving。
不止一个医生，两个医生都宣判了他的死刑。
Not only one, but doctors and sentenced him to death。
那主在我父亲身上却是得胜。
But my father won the victory in the Lord.
主将他那复活的生命已经赐给了我父亲。
And then God gave his risen life to my father.
叫我父亲不仅因着信耶稣，他能够被神称义。
And then my father is not only sanctified by the Lord.
他照着神所应许的，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，就是永生。
And then he knows that the eternal life, it's you know Jesus Christ and then the son that he sent to, that is eternity.
也知道我父亲也得着了神所应许的这个永生。
And then I know my father received the promised eternity.
不仅如此，他也在基督里得着神所赐的一个新地位。
And then not only that, and he also received the new position in Christ.
他成了一位圣徒。
He became a saint.
和你我一样
，like you，
我们在神的面前，我们都被神称为圣徒。
Before God, we are saints.
那我就给分享一个他受浸的一个见证。
I will tell you a testimony of his baptism.
当然，就是连他的受浸这个聚会啊，真的都是神特别安排的。
Even this baptismal meeting is very especially arranged by the Lord.
就连我父亲，他的自己的亲口，他都这么说，他说。除了主耶稣，没有人能够这样子安排这样的一次受浸聚会。
And then my father said, and other than the Lord, no one can arrange such meeting.
虽然他还没有读圣经，读到在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
Even though he didn't know that the Bible says, and in God everything is possible.
但他却亲口做了这样的一个见证，因为这是他亲身所经历的。
But he testified because that's his experience.
在这么短时间里面，主为他预备了一个受浸的聚会。
In a short time, the Lord prepared a baptismal meeting for him.
总共有七个人参加他的受浸聚会。
And there are seven people and was there.
除了我的父亲母亲之外
，and other than my parents.
其他五位都是 HCA 的弟兄姐妹。
There's a brother and sisters from HCA.
也是他最熟识，也是最关心他救恩的姐妹。
And then those brothers and sisters are him, and then they all care about him.
所以他实在是见证了，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
He truly testified that in God everything is possible.
在那个受浸聚会当中，我们才看见圣灵就充满了他的心里。
And then at the meeting, we know the Holy Spirit is full and filled in his heart.
他从头到尾流着眼泪，只在那里说。感谢主，赞美主。
And he was teared and say praise the Lord all the time.
好了，为什么我说他在基督里得了一个新地位，是一个圣，是在神面前成为一个圣徒呢
？Why do I say he received a new position that he become a saint?
因为大家决定受浸之后
，and after the baptism，
因为我们知道心脏的问题，他就不好再多爬楼梯、上下楼梯。
And then we know because of his heart problem, he cannot and go stairs.
所以我们就为他预备了，就为他找了一个新的住所，是坐电梯的。
And then we find a new home for him with elevator.
这也是在十天里面
And then this all is we found it within 10 days. It is truly in people, it's impossible. In God, everything is possible. I can talk more.
当我们搬进到他这个新住所之后,
After we move into the
new home,
and the day when we leave, and then we go see the manager at the building.
这个大楼管理员呢, 她是一个在台湾土生土长的一个老妈妈。
And then this manager is who was born and raised up and then grew up in Taiwan.
她就很热心地跑上来跟我们打招呼.
And then she came here, say hi to us.
然后呢, 说没几句, 她就开始跟我们讲.
And then after that, she start talk.
她说啊, 你们啊, 要准备一把扫把, 准备一个畚斗, 要准备几袋米.
I say, you need to prepare a broom and some rice.
当然我想弟兄姐妹想说这个扫把跟畚斗我们当然知道嘛 因为要打扫房屋嘛
And then the broom is you swipe the floor
为什么还要准备两袋米呢
Then why two bags of rice
还特别说吃一袋 另外一袋不要吃
It's a eat bag and then leave the other one
当然长话短说 这就是台湾的迷信
Oh actually this is a certain that Taiwanese believe
所以他就不停在那里讲
So She's talking of his enthusiasm.
当然我知道他是热心嘛, 也是有爱心, 所以我就在那里耐心地听他讲。
So I was have patience to listen to her.
突然间我父亲在旁边啊, 诶, 他就打断他的话。
All of a sudden, my father was just interrupt her.
我父亲就说, 就跟他说, 这些都是迷信, 我们不做的。
And then my father told her, and this is superstition, we don't practice such thing.
姐妹, 我老父亲在台湾, 这个, 一个充满迷信的风俗的环境里头啊, 生长了几十年。
And then my father was living such superstitious place for over decades.
他从前自己也是非常迷信的。
And then she practiced such superstition too.
但当他决定要受浸了之后,
But after she baptized,
他就不能忍受这个迷信的这些
He can't endure such superstition.
那个老太太, 她愣了一下,
so that senior lady was shocked.
想说她讲得不够清楚,
and then probably she thought she didn't say it clearly.
Or
probably we didn't get it.
就还继续要,
so she tried to continue.
我父亲就第二次再打乱她, 这些都是迷信,
and then my father, second time, is interrupt her and said, This is superstition,
我在旁边看见了,
we do not practice this.
感谢赞美主,
and then I praise the Lord.
才说归荣耀给主,
and then I give glory to the Lord.
我父亲实在是在神面前, 他成了一位圣徒,
and then because my father truly he became a saint.
他借着受浸就与从前的生活与这个世界有一个分别。
Through his baptism, he was separate from the world.
弟兄姐妹, 我们知道, 这是我们在神面前, 在基督耶稣里所得着的一个新地位。
And then we all know this is the new position that we came in Christ.
神称我们为圣徒。
God caused us saints.
但是我们的生活和我们的见证又是如何呢?
But how about our life and our testimony?
我们行事为人是否与我们所蒙的恩相称呢?
Is our deeds, is really, do we walk according to this manner?
我们的生活是不是与圣徒的体统相合呢?
And then is our life according to what we should do?
所以刚刚我们大宝弟兄提到哈, 我们 实在是知道主是得胜的。
And then our brother just mentioned, we know our Lord win victory.
我们也实在知道我们与主同死同埋葬, 也一同复活。
We all know that we died and we buried and rose from with Lord.
圣经也是这首诗歌所提到的, 我们更是与主一同坐在天上。
And the Bible and also the hymn and says, and we sit with our Lord in heaven.
但常常我们聚完会, 回到我们现实生活里头,
and then mostly after the gathering, and then we go back to our normal life.
没有两三下, 我们就垂头丧气了。
And then in a short time, we will be discouraged.
我们就感觉到说我们的生活实在是没有能够与我们这得胜的生命能够相称。
And then our life, it's not we walk with the manner.
很多时候我们说话, 我们行事, 都不合乎
Many times when we talk and we do things, we're not like a saint.
就早晨愿意和就来思想我们在地上所应该有的一个圣洁的生活。
And then let us share that the life that we should have is sanctified living.
好叫借着我们在地上的生活能够说明我们是圣徒。
And then so through our daily life, it will be really indicate that we are saints.
能够见证我们的神, 祂是圣洁的。
And then we will testify that our God is holy.
我们刚刚读《提拉罗林家前书》圣经告诉我们,
The third Thessalonians, it tells us,
全然成圣乃是神在我们身上，在圣徒身上的心意。
And then to be holy is God's heart desire to us.
神的心意乃是要叫我们全然成圣。
And then God's heart desire is to let us sanctified completely.
我们知道我们天然的心思。
We know in our mind.
我们常常总觉得神能够把我们救我们脱离地狱。
And then we know God will save us from hell.
能够叫我们能够因着耶稣基督能够将来能够进天堂，我们已经很满足很高兴。
We were satisfied if we go to heaven.
而神的心意却是要把我们救到一个地步。
But God's purpose is He wants to save us to point.
叫我们全然成圣。
We will be sanctified completely.
叫我们的灵、与魂、与身子都得蒙保守。
And then may our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved.
在我们主耶稣基督。回来的时候
when he come back,
当他在降临的时候
when he returns,
我们能够完全无可指责
we will be blameless.
所以我们看见神给我们的救恩是一个何等全备丰盛的救恩
so we see his salvation is so perfect.
他要救我们到一个地步
he will save us to the point.
叫我们的灵能够得救
and then our spirit will be saved.
叫我们的魂也能够得救
and so do our souls.
就是能够成圣
And we will be sanctified.
到有一天，我们的身体也要得救。
Until to the day, our body will be saved.
我们身体都要改变。
And our body will change.
要与他复活荣耀的形体相似。
And we will be unlike his glorious body.
这是神在我们身上所为我们成就的救恩。
This is a salvation accomplished.
他救我们到了一个地步。
He saved us to the point.
叫我们能够与他的性情有份。
And we will be, we will like him.
叫我们能够和他一样。圣洁
We will be like him to be holy.
叫我们能够与他完全的合一
And we will be in one with him.
这实在是神在我们身上何等的恩典
And then what a grace that Lord have to us.
这是神向着我们神拯救我们的心意
And that his heart desire that he saved us.
全然全圣不仅是神向着我们的心意
Sanctified, completed is not only the purpose of the Lord.
全然成圣也是我们的见证。
And also it's our testimony.
不仅是我们个人，也是全教会的见证。
Not only individually, but the whole church.
神召我们。
Lord calls us.
他召我们乃是要叫我们与他圣洁的性情有份。
And he called us to be with his characters.
所以圣经告诉我们说，彼得前书告诉我们说，那召你们的是圣洁。
And First Peter it says the one who calls you is holy.
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
You also be holy in all your conduct.
这里不单只是一个地位的。
Here is not only about the position.
这乃是说到我们的生活。
And also talking about our lives.
我们的行事，我们的为人。
Our conducts.
也都要与神圣洁的性情有份。
We need to partake with His holy characters.
神他要借着我们的生活来彰显他圣洁的性情。
He wants to magnify His.Characters through our lives.
神要借着我们的生活来彰显他的荣耀。
He will glorify him and through our lives.
所以我们看见这是我们在地上的见证。
We see this is our testimony.
我们乃是要见证神是圣洁的。
We testify that our God is holy.
所以今天如果我们有这样一个圣洁的地位。
If we have such holy position.
今天如果我们被神称为是圣徒。
And then we are saints.
但我们的生活我们的行事为人却不能与合乎这圣体的体统
If our life and then our conduct is not holy
如果我们的活不能叫人看见我们所信的神是邪的
If our life and let people will see our God is holy
那这边我们的见证就失败了
Then our testimony will fail
神在我们身上的心意就不能得成就
And then God's purpose will not be fulfilled
神向着我们的呼召也不能完成
And that his calling will not be accomplished
所以我们看见圣洁是何等重要的一件事
And then we see how important it is about holiness
这关系到我们的得胜或是失败
It is related if we win or we fail
我就想弟兄姐妹我们自己问自己
And then let's ask us own question
我们是盼望我们是愿意做一个得胜的基督徒呢还是我们愿意做一个失败的基督徒
Do we want to be a victorious Christian or a failure?
我想刚刚唱的诗歌让我们看见我们的主是得胜的。
The hymn just tells us our Lord is a conqueror.
我相信在我们每个蒙恩的基督徒心中，我们也都盼望我们能够过一个得胜的生活。
And then I hope in each of us, we hope that we will have victorious life.
我相信没有一个蒙恩的基督徒愿意说啊，从此我虽然信主了，蒙恩得救了，我可以讲，但从此以后呢，我就过一个失败的生活。
I don't think any Christian after they were baptized, I'm going to heaven and then but I want a failure life.
我相信我们因着爱的激励，神爱的激励，我们都盼望能够。活出主的得胜。
Because the encouragement of His love, and we hope we all win victory.
而关键，我们之所以能够有一个得胜的生活和见证的关键，就是在乎我们有没有过一个圣洁的生活。
The key point, if we win victory or not, and it's because if we live a life with holiness.
那什么是圣洁呢？
What is holy?
我想很多时候，当我们一想到圣洁。
Many times when we think about holiness,
我们的注意力呢，我们的想法的观点呢，常常就比较偏重在这个洁的上面。可能
sometimes we just emphasize about clean.
但其实圣洁前面的翻译讲到是一个 holy.
Actually, it is holy.
它这个字的重点呢，乃是圣。
It is emphasized actually it's holy.
但很多时候我们一想到圣洁，我们就想到说犯罪。
And then many times when we think about holiness, we think, oh, we don't sin.
当然我们知道神是圣洁的
We know God is holy
因为神不犯罪
Because he doesn't sin
是不是我们主是圣洁的主
Our Lord is a holy Lord
因为呢他从来没有犯过罪
Because he never sinned
他在地上33年的时间里头他没有犯过一次的罪
And he's 33 years live on the earth He never sinned
他不仅不犯罪
Not only
他也不知道罪
He doesn't know sin
他更是恨恶罪
And he hated sin
所以我们看见这圣洁呢，的确与不犯罪是有一点关联。
And we know to be holy, it is related not to sin.
但这个不犯罪呢，还不能说就是圣洁。
Sinless is not holy.
Yeah, it's not equal.
It's not equal of holy.
圣洁乃是让我们更看到这个圣的这个意义。
And holiness, and we see the importance of holy.
所以我们看见，让我们看见一个更重要的意义呢，是在于一个分别。
We know it's more importantly, it's about the seven.
因为严格说来，只有神是圣的。
And then, actually, only God is holy.
圣洁乃是神独有的性情。
And holiness is the special. It's the only. I mean, only God has holiness. That's His character.
就在整个宇宙的里头。只有神是圣的。
In the whole universe, only God is holy.
神以外都不是圣。
There's no holy ones other than God.
然而因着神的怜悯。
But by His, because of His mercy.
所以神他愿意叫一切来归给他的，一切属于他的呢，他也称这些人事物为圣。
He's only willing to make all people and things who just belongs to him to be holy.
这也是为什么刚刚读的经文让我们看见说我们能够与神的圣洁有份。
This is why the scripture that we will be partake of his holiness.
不是因为我们有什么资格有什么条件能够称为圣。
Not because we are qualified.
那是因为我们属于他。
But because we belong to him.
是因为我们归给他。
Because we give ourselves to him.
神说这个也是圣。
And God called us to be holy too.
好，我们就用旧约的圣经，我们来认识这件事情。
Let us to know this through the Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约，神借着摩西叫以色列人建了一个会幕。
We know through Moses, Lord led them to build a tabernacle.
那我们知道以色列呢，在圣经上呢，哎，他们有一个称呼。
And then the Israelites, they have a special name.
神称以色列民什么呢?
God called them.
神称他们是圣民。
They call them the holy nation.
以色列有什么特别好的吗?
Are they especially good?
当然我们听说今天以色列人他是有些长处，他们很会赚钱。
We know they are good because they know how to do business.
但神不是因为他们会赚钱称他们为。
God didn't call them the holy nation because they know how to make money.
所以不是因为犹以色列人他们聪明，神称他们为。
Not because they're smart.
神称他们为圣民，乃是他们是蒙神拣选归给神的一般的人。
God called them the holy nation because they are the chosen people.
所以这是神称他们为圣民的原因。
That's why God called them the holy nation.
因为他们是分别出来归给神的一般人。
Because they are a group of people that God has chosen them.
好，那以色列人呢？他们照着神的命令呢，造了这个会幕。
According to God's order, they built up the tabernacle.
都是按着神在山上指示摩西的样式。
And they built up this one because according to the pattern that God tells Moses.
所以我们看见这个会幕啊，里头啊，就有很多很多的用品。
And we know there's many utensils in the tabernacle.
有桌子，有这个器具，有这个灯台，有许许多多的东西。
It has the table, has the lampstands, and another.
这会幕里头的用品呢？圣经称它是称他们是什么呢
？And I call those utensils.
神说他们是圣物。
God calls is the utensils.
这些呢，因为是被分别出来，专专归给神的。
Because all those utensils are sacred.
这些东西呢，就的材料来讲，没有什么特别。
By material, they are not special.
因为他们是归给神的。
Because those are used by God.
圣经就称他们为圣物。
That's the Bible call them holy utensils.
那我们知道神还指示摩西呢，要制作一些用油啊材料做一个油。
And then God indicate Moses they have to prepare oil.
用这个油呢涂抹会幕和会幕里前一切的用品。
They have to use those oil to polish the utensils and then other things.
那凡是被膏油所涂抹的东西呢，怎么样？就分别为圣。
And then all those utensils who are polished by this oil, it will be sacred.
这个膏油，圣经怎么称呼它
？And then what the Bible tells this oil?
说这个油啊是圣膏油。
It is called the holy oil.
也人呢不能随便用这个油来做其他的用途。
And the man cannot use this oil to use for other things.
这个膏油搬砖。是为着神，是归给的。
Because this holy anointing oil, it's only used by God.
其他还有很多我们所熟悉的圣所、至圣所、圣殿等等。
And then also it called the holy place and the holy of holies and the holy temple.
我看见乃至都是为着神的，都是属于神的，他们就被称为圣。
It is all used for God and then belong to God and they are all sacred.
所以我们看见乃是一切分别归给神的这些人事物，他们就被称为圣。
So we see all things or all people who belong to God, it will be called holy.
在旧约圣经有十四处的地方提到了归耶和华为圣这个名词。
And then the word holiness to the Lord appeared14 times in Old Testament.
特别在神指示以色列人为这个大祭司亚伦啊制作这个大祭司的那个服饰的那个衣服的时候。
Especially mentioned when they have to make garment priest.
神特别指示说要用金金啊要做一块牌子。
And God tells them they have to make a plate with pure gold.
这个牌子呢在上面啊要像刻图画的那个方式呢来写着刻着。归耶和华为圣。
They have to engrave the word holiness to the Lord, like the engraving of a signet on the plate.
所以当大祭司在会幕在圣所里头服侍的时候
，When the high priest served at the holy temple，
在他那个荣耀的冠冕上面就有这么一个明显的牌子，就是归耶和华为圣。
At the glorious ground, there is a signet, is holiness to the Lord.
这牌子就在大祭司的额头上面。
The plate is wearing at the forehead of the high priest.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就看见这样这个人，这位大祭司，他从上到下，从里到外，都是归耶和华，分别为圣的。
It indicates this high priest, up, down, inside, out, are all sacred to the Lord.
看见这个归耶和华，他有一个地位。
We know the holiness to the Lord has a position.
不在乎这个人事物有什么样的特别。
It's not because of the thing or people are special.
它的关键呢是在于它是被分别出来，专专归给耶和华的。
The reason it is special because those are separate and only used by God.
它就成为圣。
It becomes holy.
今天我们在新约被称为。新约的圣徒
，In the New Testament, we were called the saints.
因为我们乃是被神从世界里头 分别出来的一般人。
Because we're a group of people who are separate from the world.
所以神圣经称我们为圣徒。
That's why the Bible calls us the saints.
就好像在旧约里头的以色列百姓一样。
It's like the Israelites in the Old Testament.
神把以色列从埃及里头分别出来。
God separated them from Egypt.
他们就成为一般属神的百姓。
And they become belong to God.
他们就成为神的圣民。
They become the holy nation.
这是我们的地位。
That's our position.
我们乃是得着这圣徒的地位。
We gain this position, become holy.
但神不仅叫我们在地位上成圣。
Not only God led us to be holy in position.
神更要我们能够在生活当中来过一个成圣的生活。
But more, He wants to have this holy life.
我们要能够借着这成圣的生活，在生活当中，借着我们的行事为人，来彰显神圣洁的性情。
And then by the sanctified living, we will magnify God's holiness character.
这就好像啊，我们读圣经，读到出埃及记，神如何把以色列人从埃及领出来。
It is like how God then take the Israelites out of Egypt.
那当我们读完出埃及记的时候呢，终于出了埃及了。
And then in the Exodus, finally they're out of Egypt.
那有些弟兄姊妹当然读圣经读到出埃及记了，就没就出不了了。
And some of you didn't finish the book, that means you're still in Egypt.
特别到了下一卷书利未记。
Especially the next book, Leviticus.
哎呀，我们就读不下去了。
And then you can't continue.
为什么利未记这么难读呢
？And then why the Leviticus is so hard to understand?
如果你们还没读啊，你们回去读读看。
If you haven't read this one, try.
希望你们把它能够坚持到底，把它读完。
I hope we will finish.
因为利未记是非常重要的。
Because it's very important.
它叫我们看见以色列不仅在神的面前有一个分别为圣的地位。
And then let you see, there's not only the Israelites has to be a sacred position.
神借着利未记乃是告诉他的圣民，如何在地上过一个分别为圣的生活。
But through the Leviticus, God tells His people how to live a sanctified living.
所以你看哈，这个什么是圣的，什么不是圣的。
You see what is holy, what is not.
什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
What is clean, what is unclean.
哎呀，我们读了以后，我们头都大了。
After you read, you fused.
啊，但我们记得一些哈。
And you remember some of it.
牛啊，羊啊，是洁净的。
And then the cows and then sheep, they are clean.
什么盗掘不分蹄，分蹄不盗掘，不洁净。
And then you see, and then you have to chew the cud. They are the clean, and the other one is unclean.
我们现在都知道吃鱼，鱼是最好的。
And we like to eat fish.
我们读一读，发现这鱼呢，有鳞的鱼呢是洁净的。
And then we see, and if the fish with scale, they're clean.
这个没有鳞啊，没有刺的这些海里的东西啊，又不洁净。
Without the scale, without the thorn, they are unclean.
我们常读来读去啊，我们觉得实在太繁琐了。
And we see it's so complicated.
都不知道为什么神给他们讲这么多这些条例。
And we don't understand why God put so much rules.
那有没有就是很简单的把它归纳起来。
And actually, this is you just simply summarize it.
乃是告诉他以色列的圣民呢如何的生活。
And then that's God tells His people how to live sanctified.
如何借着他们的生活呢来彰显、来见证神的圣。
And how to testify and how to glorify God through their lives.
当他们这样子吃。
When they eat this way.
当他们这样子穿。
When they wear this way.
这样子走路。
When they walk in this manner.
这样子做这样的各样的事情。
When you do things in this way.
这一切都在那里借着他们的生活把这位圣洁的神给彰显出来。
It is all about through their life they will manifest.
所以我们看见今天我们称为新约的圣徒。
And then we were called the saints in New
Testament.
We're not only received this sacred position, but more he wants to glorify his holiness through our lives.
就是我们的生活要能够把神给代表出来，给见证出来。
That is, we will live it out his holiness.
但感谢神呢。
Praise the Lord.
今天啊，在新约啊，神给我们啊一个很大的福分。
And then we are greatly blessed in the New Testament time.
就是啊，圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit.
约翰一书第二章告诉我们，这恩膏在凡事上聘我们。
And then in First John, it tells us this anointing and tells us in everything, teach us in everything.
食衣住行娱乐，这一切的事情呢，哎，恩高的教训啊，都要来指导我们。
Eating, living, entertaining, everything is the anointing will teach us.
我想啊，不会比利未记来的不繁琐。
It is same complicated as Leviticus.
More complicated.
It is not, or it is. It will be more complicated than things in Leviticus.
圣灵啊，在每一件的小事上，在我们身上啊，他都来指教我们如何来过一个圣洁的生活。
Because the Holy Spirit will teach us in every detailed thing and how to live a sanctified life.
但感谢主，这不再是在一个石板上那个死的字句。
But praise the Lord, those are not the deadly words on that stone tablets.
乃是活的主，乃是圣灵在我们里头，在那里，在凡事上导我们。
But it's the living God, the Holy Spirit teaches in everything.
叫我们能够过一个与世人有分别的生活。
That we will live a secret life.
好叫我们的生活能够把神的圣洁的性情能够彰显出来。
So that we can manifest his holiness.
从前我们还没有信主之前
，Before we are Christian，
我们的这个心思意念，我们的生活形式呢，就与随从今世的风俗。
Our minds, our life, it is we follow the world.
最近在新南区，我们基督教里头有一个出蒙恩的姐妹，她跟我们分享了一个见证。
And then recently, a sister who were just baptized,、mm-hmm. and then she had a testimony.
就是为了这个 Halloween 的事啊，她十分的烦恼。
She was bothered because of the Halloween is coming.
我不晓得在丹佛这边主日学有没有跟孩子还有家长啊，交通到这个 Halloween 的事情。
I don't know if you teach your children about Halloween during Sunday school.
这个 Halloween 啊，中文有的翻译成圣节。
And it's Halloween.
但是那个圣啊，此非彼圣。
But this hollow is the other saint.
其实更准确讲，应该是鬼节，万鬼节，是不是
？Actually, it's the ghost.
你看那些孩子们啊
，festival.
连大人也是啊，把自己打扮的这个鬼模鬼样。
The kids' costume is all about ghost.
所以呢，这个不是那个万圣节，不是我们今天这边所讲到这个 holiness。
Yeah, it's that Halloween hollow is not about the holiness.
啊，如果弟兄姊妹啊有空去了解一下这个背景啊，你就知道说啊，这个实在是一个鬼节。
If you have time, you'll go search the background. It is the festival of ghost.
所以这个姐妹呢就很被烦恼，因为呢她有一个小小孩啊是送去托儿所的。
And then this sister was bothered because she has a child that's in kindergarten.
这个孩子是去了托儿所呢，他们也要这个，因为这成为一个美国的这个风俗了，他们也要办一个这个 Halloween 的一个活动。
And then because the Halloween becomes a festival in America, so the daycare will have an event.
姐妹从前是听过这个基督徒呢，到底可不可以过这个 Halloween？
The sister heard about, and as a Christian, should we celebrate Halloween?
所以在上一个礼拜五查经的时候呢，他就提出这个问题。
So two weeks before on our Bible study, and then she just brought this about.
他说我们基督徒啊，可不可以过 Halloween?
And she asked, can Christian celebrate Halloween?
弟兄姐妹，你会怎么回答？
How do you answer?
当然那天晚上我们大家就讨论。
So we discussed that evening.
那后来呢，主给我一点点感动。
So God and God gave a touch in the heart.
我就和弟兄姐妹分享了哥林多后书的一段话，在哥林多后书第六章。
I shared in Second Corinthians.
那主的话说，你们和不信的原不相配。
And God says, and then you. Okay, yeah, we believers do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers.
不要同父一轭。
Do not unequally yoked with believers.
义和不义有什么相交呢？
For what fellowship has the righteous with the lawlessness?
光明与黑暗有什么相干呢？
And then what communion has light with darkness?
基督和比列，比列就是撒旦的别名哈。基督和比列有什么相合呢？
And what accord has Christ with Belial?
信主和不信主的有什么相干呢？
And what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
在那里接着保罗说要与他们有分别。
And then Paul continues says, and come out of among them and be separate.
然后就稍微把这段主的话语就跟弟兄姐妹交通了一下。
And I shared this to them.
但是呢我把这个决定权呢 还是留给这个姐妹自己。
And I let the sister decide by herself.
因为我们知道，乃是恩膏在凡事上来教导我们。
Because we know it's the anointing and teaches in everything.
所以姐妹听了听了。
So the sister heard.
然后呢，她就回去了。
And he went home.
到了过去这个礼拜五，她回来就跟我们分享一阵。
And the last Friday, and then he came back and then shared the testimony.
她说在上海呢，听了弟兄姐妹教的，她。好像明白，又好像不明白。
And then she said, and then after the fellowship, and then she's kind of understand and then not completely.
她好像还不是很确定说呢，到底要不要让孩子，她的孩子参加这个学校这个 Halloween 的活动，还是不要。
She wasn't sure if she needs to take her child to the Halloween party.
但时间到了。
But when at the, before the party.
当她送孩子去学校。
When she take her child to school,
这个老师呢就问起来说，哎，你的孩子是不是也参加这个 Halloween 的这个活动？
And then the teacher asked, "Is your child is going to take part in this party?"
那这个姐妹啊，她还没想清楚，她还没有做确定的决定。
And then the sister didn't decide yet.
她就支支吾吾。
And then she didn't know what to say.
她就小小声的回答说，我们不过。
But she is with a lowly voice saying, "We're not."
我不晓得多小声哈。
I don't know how low voice.
可能是蛮小声。
Maybe it's just like a whisper.
这个老师就没听见。
And then the teacher did it.
老师就再问他一次。
And the teacher asked her again.
很奇妙的啊，这时候姐妹呢，她就开口回答说：“哦、我们孩子不参加。”
And then amazingly, then this time the sister replied with a loud voice, "So no, we're not partake."
当她第二次再讲的时候
，And that the second time when she said this,
她很奇妙的发现，她里头啊就有个力量。
And then amazingly, she finds she had a strength in her.
她说，就是说不参加。
And then she said, "No, we're not partake."
也不需要说明什么原理由。
And then she didn't explain why.
哎，她觉得里头有力量了。
And then she find strength.
那跟老师讲完说不参加了。
And after she said, "No, we're not partake."
老师就叫她去找这个托儿所的这个 director.
And the teacher told her to go to talk to the director.
好像要她亲自跟这个 director 呢，要说明这件事。
And then the teacher led her to explain this in person to the director.
当我们姐妹去到这个托儿所的这个主任的面前。
And then when she talked to the director,
她就发现她里头啊蛮有力量。
And then she was full strength.
她就很勇敢的跟着托儿所说，我的孩子不参加这个 Halloween。
And then she told the director, "My child will not join the party."
当她讲完之后。
And after she said this,
她发现里头的力量更大。
And then she finds she was even strengthened greatly.
她就好喜乐。
And then she was full of joy.
她知道这件事情是主所喜悦。
And then she knows this is pleased the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主实在是让我们看见我们是圣徒。
And the Lord led us to see we are saints.
我们与世人的生活是有一个分别。
We have a different life than the worldly people.
在主耶稣在约翰福音十七章的时候，他就为着门徒向天父祷告。
In John chapter 17 for his disciples, he prayed to Father.
主祷告说，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
And then he said, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world."
你们这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
这是为主耶稣做的见证。
This is testimony for the Lord.
因为我们的他不属这个世界。
Because our Lord is not of the world.
所以他向父神祷告的祷告也是，我们也不属这个世界。
So the prayer he had to the Father, it is we are not belong to the world.
他如何，我们也如何。
And then what he does and we are.
我们的见证乃是一个与世界有分别的见证。
And our testimony is we are separate from the world.
所以主就说，他差他的门徒到这世界里头。
And the Lord said he will send his disciples to the world.
意思就是说，当我们蒙恩得救之后
，It means what after we received his salvation.
主没有马上就叫我们离开这个世界。
He didn't let us to depart from the world.
当然，如果那样子的话，像保罗所说的，那是好的无比的。
Of course, that will be the best, like what Paul said.
但是神没有这样子做。
But God didn't do this way.
主乃是把我们差到世界里头。
But he sent us to the world.
为什么呢
？Why？
来叫我们在这世界当中，在世人的面前，能够成为他的见证。
And that is he wants to testify him in towards the world.
借着我们一个过一个与世界有分别的生活，来见证我们的主是如何的一位。
And then through our sanctified living, then we testify and then what the Lord he is.
所以接着主就为门徒祷告。
Then the Lord will pray for the disciples.
他求父神用真理使门徒使他们分别为圣。
Then he asked Father, sanctify them by your truth.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们虽然还生活在这个世界里头，
Even though we are still living in this world,
但是我们在世界生活的目的乃是要见证我们的主。
But the purpose of our living is to testify our Lord.
乃是要彰显我们的主。
It is to glorify our Lord.
乃是要叫世人从我们身上认识神是圣洁的神。
That is to let the worldly people to know our God is holy.
弟兄姐妹，无论你是做学生，
No matter you are a student,
无论你是在公司里头工作，
or your employee,
在你的学和教授的面前，
before your classmates, your professors,
在你的老板和你的同事的面前，
and your colleagues and your boss,
他们能不能看见你是一个被分别为圣的人？
Can they see you are a person who is sanctified by God?
他们能不能看见你是一个与世人有分别的人？
Can they see you are the one different in the world?
在我们的生活当中，我们是不是能够见证我们与世界是有分别的？
Can we testify that we are separate from the world?
所以主为门徒也为我们向父祷告说，求你用真理使他们成圣。
That's why Lord pray for us, pray for his disciples and to the Father. He says, sanctify them by your truth.
真理就是神的话。
And the truth is the word of God.
神要用他的话，神要用真理来使我们成圣。
God will sanctify us by his word.
乃是叫我们能够过一个成圣的生活。
So that we can live this sanctified life.
叫我们在这世界当中过一个与世界是有分别的生活。
Let us live a sacred life.
弟兄姐妹，我们要渴慕主的话语。
We need long to the words of God.
当我想要当伯弟兄姐妹，我为着当伯弟兄姐妹在主面前心实在是满了感谢。
And then for you, I praise the Lord.
因为我知道当伯弟兄姐妹实在是渴慕主的话语。
Because I know you all long to the words of God.
但是我们不仅要渴慕主的话语，
We're not only long to the words of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们更重要的是要读主的话语。
And then more importantly, we have to read his words.
如果我们心里面光有渴慕，
If we only have the longing heart,
但是我们实在是没有时间来读主的话语，
But if we don't have time to read his words,
这真理就不能够使我们成圣。
And this truth will not sanctify us.
神乃是要用他的话语使我们成圣。
Because God will sanctify us by his word.
所以我们要读主的话语。
So we have to read his words.
我们知道我们现代人的生活啊，大家都很忙的。
We know we're busy.
大人有大人的事。
As adults, you have many things to do.
我不知道现在大人的事是不是比从前又更多更忙。
I know we're always busier.
但是如果你还有小孩，
If you have children,
那你小孩子的事，
And then you have to, you know, your thing and then plus theirs.
那小孩子的事情可多了。
And then you know the children have so many things to handle.
我最近听到有个弟兄，他到外地去，可能是出差，不是出差，反正就搬到外地去住了一段时间，后来又搬回休斯顿。
And then we know there's a brother. They moved to other states, and then they not return back.
他回来休斯顿以后说，在休斯顿真是比较轻松。
And he said Houston actually the life is much easier.
因为我们家孩子只要学四样东西就好了。
Because my child only learned four things.
他从前他们在纽约州住的那几年，
the several years they lived in New Jersey.
他说我们认识的邻居朋友的孩子都要学七样八样。
The neighbors, their children has to learn seven or eight things.
你们的孩子学几样东西？
How many things your child
learn? 所以啊，你看大人的事已经很忙了，再加上小孩的事情，实在是忙得不可开交。
The parents are busy, and then plus the children's, you are busier.
这好像不忙啊，不忙都觉得不太可能。
Impossible, and you are not busy.
有人你们猜，我从前我忙不忙
？Do you think am I busy?
啊，忙啊。
Of course.
当然对，孩子比大家可能多一点点。
I have more children than you.
所以那个把那个事情孩子事情加起来的话，应该是更忙。
And I'm busier if my own business plus the children's.
但是我们忙是忙。
But we are busy.
但是我们还是要读主的话。
But we still read words of God.
我们忙是忙。
We are busy.
靠着主的恩典，我们还能够读主的话。
But by the grace of the Lord, and we are able to read Bible.
我先前还在上班的时候，
Before I was work at the company,
那时候五个孩子，
I have five children.
当然聚会里头跟弟兄姊妹一样，也有许多各样的服事。
Of course, I have services too.
那怎么读圣经呢？
How I'm going to have time to read Bible?
怎么读主的话语呢？
I'm going to have time to read Bible.
哎呀，想一想是很忙。
And then when you think about it, busy.
那感谢主，那时候主给我一点点的那个，给我一点条一条路。
And but praise the Lord, God make a way to me.
跟大家分享，或许你们也可以来采用。
I will share you. Maybe you can use it too.
早上起来的时候啊。
After I get up in the morning,
如果可能早上起来的时候
if it's possible after you get up in the morning,
能够有五分钟到十分钟的时间
if you have 5 to 10 minutes,
我不敢讲三十分钟
I cannot say half an hour,
时间挤不出来
because you probably don't have half an hour.
五分钟十分钟总能够挤出这个时间
but you can have 5 to 10 minutes.
那我们读一点主的话语
and then read Bible.
我想读一章应该还可以
maybe one chapter.
那里头呢特别有一句话或者两句话呢如果那天是早上主特别给你的
Maybe there's one or two sentences that the Lord typically wants to give it to that morning
就把那一两句话呢就记起来
And then you memorize that one or two sentences
存在心里
And then put in your heart
为什么这样子呢
Why
那接着呢你哦弄孩子吃饭啊穿衣服然后送学送孩上小孩上学都忙完了
And then after you're busy take your children to school and then you finish all this
然后呢就赶着要上
You have to rush to work
那我们从加班总有一段路上有时间
And then when you drive, you have a little time alone
或许十五分钟
Maybe 15 minutes
或许半个小时
Maybe half an hour
更好的呢可能是一个小时
It's better if you take 1 hour to work
那我们想说哎呦路程这么远怎么好呢
And then you see, oh, that's so far, that's not good
那路上的时间啊就是我们默想主话语的时间
That is the time you can meditate the words of God
所以一个小时是不是更好
So it's better if you take 1 hour
你不要在那里想哎，等一下去公司以后要开这个会要做这个事要怎么样怎么样
Don't be bothered by your the meeting and the things you have to do at the company
你或许开车或许坐公车那就是你默想主话语的时间
No matter you drive or you take bus that is the time you meditate
因为我告诉你们
Let me tell you
那好几年的时间啊我与主亲近最能够经历主享受主最好的时间呢就在我公车上面
And then the most time I precious have to be with the Lord is I'm at the bus
因为反正我什么事也都不能做
Because I can't do anything else
我在安静的默想主的话
So I'll be quietly take the words of God
在那里亲近主默想主
And then the Lord draw me near to him
有好多次我在公车里头啊就得要找地方躲起来了
And then many times I will hide in the corner at the bus
因为在与主的亲密交通之后泪流满面
Because after I have been so close to the Lord and I'm shedding tears
那段日子啊我的袖子常常是湿的
At that time my sleeve is always wet
因为我都没有习惯带手帕
Because I don't bring napkins with me
就只好用那个袖子啊擦
So I have to wipe it with my sleeve
很久里面虽然今天生活是很忙碌的
Even though our life is busy
靠着主的恩典
But by the grace of the Lord
如果我们有一颗渴慕主话语的心
If we have a heart longing for his words
如果我们真是有一个爱慕主的心
If we have a heart longing to the Lord
主能总能够为我们开一条路
Lord always will make a way to us
让我们能够读他的话语
And then we will read his words
让我们能够默想他的话语
And we can meditate his words
让我们能够靠着圣灵来亲近主来认识主
We will be joined to him, to the Lord.
来借着主的话语受主自己。
And then by his word, we will enjoy himself.
所以感谢神，圣灵常常愿意借着主的话语呢，来将神的儿子启示在我们心里。
And praise the Lord, Lord revealed his son to us through his words.
我记得林朗弟兄分享过一个见证，他们从前认识一个弟兄。
And I know that the elderly brother and sister shared a story. They know a
那从前他们在上海的时候
when they were in Shanghai
他有个弟兄啊有一天他也是坐公交车
there was a brother one day took bus
他在那里与主有交通
and he had fellowship with the Lord
到了一个地步呢圣灵就把荣耀充满了神的荣耀充满他
until the point that God poured his glory to him
他就在公交车上面就在大声喊叫
he was
荣耀啊荣耀
so he was shout out glory glory
喊的全车人都围着他在那里看这个人是不是疯了
and the people on the bus will stare at him and say he's crazy
弟兄姊妹我们实在是要渴慕主的话语
brothers and sisters we need long to the God
靠着住在我们里头的圣灵来把主自己更多启示给我们
And by the Holy Spirit who live within reveal more about our God
然后第二方面呢、我们如何能够过一个 成圣，成为过一个圣洁的生活呢？
And secondly, how do we live in a sanctified life?
啊，其实有很多啊，都是很重要的。
And then there are many aspects that are important.
像早晨波比当中，我们看见的十字架是非常非常重要。
And at the communion service this morning, we see cross is very important to us.
那我实在是不愿意每次在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通十字架，让我们都非常的。觉得好像非常的沉重。
And then I don't want like each time when we share about the cross, it will make you feel heavy.
啊，主就给我另外一个带领。
And then Lord lead me.
我们如何能够过一个圣洁的生活呢
？And then how Lord will lead us to live in a sanctified life?
乃是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
乃是神的爱在我们心里。
Because His love is in us.
也就像罗马书刚刚我们所读的，然而靠着那爱我们的主。在这一切事上胜有余。
Like we just read in Romans, and it is yet in all things that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
前面这世界的潮流是反对的。
You know the world is against us.
是反对我们过圣洁生活的。
And they are against us to live in a sanctified life.
为什么我们在生活当中我们会觉得遭遇这么多的难处
？And why we encounter so many difficulties?
这么多的困苦。
And then so many distress,
这么多的逼迫
so many persecutions,
叫我们不能够过一个圣洁的生活
and let us not live in a sanctified living.
感谢主我们能够像保罗一样
but thank the Lord we can do like Paul.
我们能够说然而
we can say yet,
靠着那爱我们的主
by through him who loved us,
靠着那爱我们的主叫我们在这一切的事上能够得胜有余
Through our Lord who loved us, and in all things we are more than a conqueror.
有一本书叫《疾风烈火》
There is a book called Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire.
或许弟兄姊妹可能读过
Maybe some of you read this.
它的作者Jim Cimbala.
The author is Jim Cimbala.
他有一次他在他的书在书中呢描述他个人一次失败的一个经历
And then in his book he described there is one of his failures.
他说他永远不会忘记我就用他的话来说好了
And I will use his word to tell this story.
他说我永远不会忘记在那一年复活节晚上发生的事
He said I will never forget one thing happened at the evening at Easter.
当他牧会那个教会是一个很大的教会
And then the church he attend is a mega church
他们主日都有好几堂的聚会
So they have several meetings
到那个晚上最后的一堂聚会完毕的时候
At the evening, at the last meeting finished
非常的好
It was great
也有很多的福音朋友都回应他所传的福音
And then so many gospel friends responded the gospel he shared
当许多人当弟兄里面带着在许多有回应主话语的人来到旁边在那里祷告的时候
When the brother lead those who responded and pray at the other side
这个敬弟兄呢他说我就坐在这个讲台的旁边
And then he said and then that he said beside the podium
然后就看见有一个衣服破旧不堪的人
And then he saw a people who has a dirty clothes
披头散发
And then he has a dirty hair.
一个无家可归的人呢，就从后面往前走过来。
It was a homeless, and he walked towards him.
啊，那个无家可归的人呢，就差不多停在那个他面前差不多五尺的地方。
And the homeless one stopped before him about 4 or 5 feet.
他就很害羞的不敢走过来。
And he was shy, and then he didn't dare to walk forward.
好像等着我。示意叫他能够过来到我这里。
And it seems he was waiting for me to let him come forward.
可他实在精疲力尽的在这个讲台旁边只想休息。
And then he was exhausted and he only want to be rest.
他就想到说，这么好的一天的复聚会，怎么会最后呢有这样的一个人来到教会里？
He said, the whole Easter service is so great, but how come at the end there is a homeless came in?
当然因为这个教会是在纽约布鲁克林那个非常不好的一个差的区。
This church is at the New York Brooklyn. It is in a poor area.
教会里头常常有这样子无家可归的酒鬼啊，有毒瘾的人来到教会里头。
There's many times there are those are alcoholic or drug-headed people walked into their church.
来到教会里头就是想要 要一点钱呢，去买酒，去买毒品。
Those people who came to church and will beg money and then go buy alcohol or drugs.
这时候呢，这个弟兄呢，他心里也想，这个无家可归的这个醉醺醺的这个酒鬼呢，又是要来要一点钱。
This brother thought maybe this homeless is an alcoholic is to ask some money.
但他实在是感到很疲倦了。
Brother feel very exhausted.
他实在是不想再多说什么或多做什么。
He doesn't want to talk and do things more.
但他又不得不示意叫他那个无家可归的人来到往前，来到他的旁边。
But he felt he have to let the homeless walk forwards to him.
当他到他面前，他看见他的那个门牙两个牙都不见了。
And then when he came before him, he said his teeth are lost.
但让他最受不了的，那是他身上的味道。
And then he couldn't bear about the smell from the homeless.
这个味道呢，是混杂的酒精、汗臭、尿液，还有垃圾的臭味。
The smell mixed with alcohol. 酒精
汗臭
and sweat
尿液
and urine
还有垃圾
and the garbage
这个臭味就向他扑来
and the smell is just come to him
他实在是没有简直没有呼吸
and then he said he can't breathe
他必须要把头转过旁边呼一口气才转过来气在这个充满臭味的人身上
he has to turn his head to breathe and then turn back to talk to this homeless
他只能这样子边转过去呼吸，然后再这样来跟他谈话。
He has to breathe that way several times.
然后他就问了他叫什么名字。
And he asked him what's the person's name.
那个人就回答说叫大卫。
And then he said his name is David.
就问他说大卫，你无家可归多久了
？He said David, how long you've been a homeless?
这个无家可归的人说六年。
And he said 6 years.
他就问他说，那你昨天晚上？睡在哪里
？And he asked him, "Where do you sleep last night?"
在一个废弃的卡车里。
He said, "I was in the truck."
哦，他说我已经实在听够了。
He said, "I heard it so many."
他实在是不想再多浪费时间在这个人身上。
He doesn't want to waste time on this person.
他就伸手准备要拿他放在口袋后面的皮夹子。
And he was stretching his hands to try to reach his wallet.
他就想说给他几块钱打发他赶快离开。
He wants to give him dollars and to send him away.
突然间，他可贵的大卫就用他的手来告诉这个弟兄。
And all of a sudden, the David and then waved and then stopped him.
说不，你不了解。
He said, "You don't know."
我不是要你的钱。
I'm not coming to for money.
他说我今天可能就要死在外面。
He said, "I might die today."
他说我乃是要你刚刚所讲的那个耶稣。
He said, "I want Jesus that you just talk about."
这是我们弟兄，他突然间，他就闭上他的眼睛。
And our brother just closed his eyes.
他向主祷告说：“神啊，赦免我。”
He prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord, forgive me."
他说：“我一个传福音的人。”
He said, "I'm a preacher."
当这个人，他乃是来到我面前，盼望能够认识耶稣，能够得着耶稣的救恩。
And this person come to me, he wants the salvation.
而我却只想到赶快把他赶走。
But I didn't try to just to make him leave.
在那个时候，圣灵就的爱浇灌在我们弟兄的心。
And that moment, the Holy Spirit poured the love of God on him.
这时候我们弟兄就有一点的改变。
And then our brother changed.
而这个无家可归的大卫，他也看到这个牧师他身上的一点改变。
And David saw the change.From the brother.
他就把他的头就靠在这个弟兄白的衬衫领带的上面。
And then he put his head on his tie.
这是一个非常充满灰尘、肮脏的一个头。
And then you know this head is it's dirty.
但是因着神的爱在我们弟兄里头。
Because the love of God in our brother.
我们弟兄就用他的双手来拥抱他。
So he hugged David.
那弟兄这时候做一个见证。
And our brother testified.
他说：“这时候，我可以感觉到在我的里头有对这个年轻人的那个爱。”
He said, "Now I feel the love I have towards this young man."
他说：“啊，还有那个味道。”
And then he also talking about the smell.
味道是叫我想要推到。
A moment ago, this smell makes me like sick.
是我不能忍受的味道。
And I can't bear it.
现在却成为一种香味。
And now becomes a fragrance.
在一刻钟前，我何等的想要排斥这个味道。
A moment ago, I want to reject this smell.
但现在。 我却沉浸在这个味道的里面。
And now I'm enjoying this.
有姐妹靠着那爱我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, by the Lord who loved us,
当圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里,
when Holy Spirit poured the love of God to us,
就叫我们在这一切的事上, 就能够得胜有余。
And we will win victory in all things.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
圣灵他何等乐意将神的爱常常浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit so willing to pour the love of God to us.
姐妹，我们实在知道主降临近了。
We know the Lord's coming soon.
我们知道他是从神的家开始。
We know His judgment is start from His household.
那个审判不是一个 生命与死亡的一个分别。
That judgment is not about death or life.
那个审判还是关乎圣徒在地上是不是能够 见证我们的主，能够彰显我们的主。
That judgment is based on if all his saints is glorified and testify him.
主的话说，神的心意，他愿意亲自成全我们，使我们全然成圣。 And
the Lord's words tells us his heart desire is he wants to sanctify us.
神愿意叫我们在地上能够过一个分别为圣的生活。
He wants us to have the sanctified living.
他不仅愿意，他也能够。
He's not willing and he's able to.
问题是,
the question is,
我们愿不愿意?
Are you willing?
姐妹，我真的感觉到说，我们为了过去很多失败的日子，我们在主面前求主怜悯。
I feel that for all the days that passed, and then we need to ask mercy from Lord.
但是愿那个日子已经够了。
May those days are enough.
愿早晨我们能够向那爱我们的主说,
and then may this morning we will say to the Lord who loves us,
主啊, 你愿意,
Lord, you are willing.
主, 我也愿意,
and the Lord, I am willing too.
盼望我们早晨都能够因着主爱的激励,
and then may we all be encouraged by His love.
我们愿意对主说, 主,
and we're willing to say to Him, Lord, yes, I am willing.
愿你使我成圣。
And may you sanctify me.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray. Lord, our hearts praise you and thank you.
主，因为我们在基督耶稣里成为圣徒。
Because we are in Jesus Christ. You already separate us from the world and we are sacred.
然而主，你的心意不仅如此。
But your heart desire is not only this.
你何等愿意我们在地上能够成为你圣洁的见证。
And how do you hope your saints will be the testimony of you?
能够成为你圣洁性情的发表。
And then we will be manifest your holiness.
为了过去我们的软弱和失败，我们在你面前承认，也求你赦免。
We commit that our weakness and then we ask you for forgive us.
然而今天我们愿意忘记背后，努力面前。
And then yet today we would like to forget things behind and then run towards the goal.
我们愿意向着你的心意来一直往前。We
want to walk forward to your will.
就是我们愿意过一个圣洁的生活。We
would like to live a sanctified living.
我们为着叫你的心能够得着满足。And
we satisfy your heart.
愿你告诉我们, 主，你愿意使我们全然成圣。And
then we thank you, and then you are willing to sanctify us.
你愿意使我们的灵与魂与身子都得蒙保守。You
want our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved.
能够在你回来的日子无可指责。And
we will be blameless at your coming.
主，早晨我们也愿意对你说。And
this morning we are willing to say to you,
主啊，我们也愿意。Lord,
we are willing.
主，求你使我们成圣。May
you sanctify us.
求你使我们全然成圣。May
you sanctify us completely.
能够与圣洁的形象、性情相合。
And then so we will be we will be partake your holiness.
好叫你拯救我们的心意能够在我们身上得着满足。
May your salvation and your heart desire will be fulfilled on us.
也愿你在我们身上得着你所当得的荣耀。
And may you receive glory from us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.